Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional nitbits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 50, How Much Yarn? Before we get to today's rant, and let me tell you, it is going to be a rant and not necessarily a story, I want to give you some updates on a few things. First, the bunnies are installed in their new home, and they are not happy. It turns out that the floor of their new cages is not really good for bunnies, and they have absolutely no traction on it. They were slipping and sliding and falling all over the place, so I've put in some mats for them, and they're a little bit happier about that. Wolfie, I thought, would be thrilled to be able to have his loft area, but he's not. He didn't understand how to use the ramp at all, and basically attacked it quite ferociously, so we have removed it so it's out of his way. The ramp is not necessary for him to be able to get up there because the second level is low enough for him to just hop on up there. But he didn't want to do that, so we have lowered it down to the lowest level. Now he is hopping up there, but he's still just a little bit peeved about the whole thing. The cage is also further up off the ground, and I realized that I had never taught him how to climb stairs, and he has no idea about how to get back into his cage, even though I've put some steps there for him to climb up. So we're going to have to do some remedial stair climbing lessons for Wolfie. I feel kind of bad about this. I taught Einstein how to climb stairs when he was still quite young, because his cage was off the floor, and I just kind of neglected to teach Wolfie the same thing. Einstein is happy in his new environment. Of course, he's a easygoing, carefree bunny, and he's happy as long as he has any place to kind of stretch out, and he's got his litter pan, so he's happy as can be. We just have to get Wolfie over his initial reluctancy to embrace the new environment. On the spinning exchange, I spun the yarn out of the teal and purple blend that I had dyed. It came out just a little bit more pastel-y than I would have liked, so I over-dyed it in blue. The contrasting colors are now rather muted. It's mostly blue with some patches of purplish and greenish areas. I think it's really pretty, though. I'm happy with the results, and I will be shipping that off. I was planning on doing the next bit with plying it with metallic woolly nylon serging thread, only to find out that my fabric store, the local fabric store I usually go to, has discontinued carrying the woolly nylon serging thread. So I went ahead and I bought some metallic thread. I've used plain metallic thread in the past. It's not as good as the woolly because the woolly stretches and is a little bit easier to work with when you're knitting with it, but the metallic thread will work. I'm just a little bummed about that. Another bit of news, I guess not really news, is that I had to go back to work this week. I had taken off quite a bit of time for the holidays, and although I had had a whole list of things that I wanted to get done while I was on vacation, I developed a very bad case of lazy ass and more or less sat around and read and played video games, cuddled with my bunnies, did some knitting and spinning and housework to hell. It just didn't get done. But I've decided that I'm not going to feel at all guilty about it. I needed a rest and I took a rest. This week, as well as working at work, I also worked at the local yarn store, which leads me to my rant. I had a couple of women come in and ask me that question that drives me nuts. How much yarn am I going to need to make this thing that is totally in my head and there is no pattern for it? That just, I'm sorry, that, no, I don't know. How the hell am I supposed to know? I don't know how they knit. I don't know what kind of fabric they're going to make. I mean, I could pull out an estimate and a guess, but that's all it's going to be. And in the past, when I have made estimates, people have come back and said, you were off by 100 yards. And I'm thinking, if I'm good within 50%, then A, I've done good. But no, that's not good enough for some people. They think that you can give them a number to the yard of how much they're going to need. And I'm sorry, no one can do that. Even in the patterns, it is an estimate of how much yarn you're going to need because you knit differently than the author of the pattern. And I know that frequently yarn store owners will say, you need this much or you need that much. But they're lying to you. Maybe years of experience in selling yarn, they get an estimate, and they can kind of guess as to how much you will probably need. But note all those qualifiers I have in there. I remember one time I was scrounging through the sell bin of a yarn store, and I had pulled out several skeins of this really, really beautiful fuchsia cotton nylon blend yarn. And the yarn store owner came over and she asked me, what are you going to make with that? And I said, I'm going to make myself a sweater. And she said, put it back, there's not enough yarn. And I said, excuse me? She says, put it back, you can't buy it. You don't have enough yarn to make you a sweater out of that. And I said, well, then I'll just have to make something else. I went home and I pulled out my Barbara Walker knitting from the top down and I started myself a little t-shirt pullover sweater. And I had 2 skeins left over by the time I finished the sweater. So, you know, here's a woman who seemed absolutely confident that she knew exactly how much I would need and I didn't have enough, and she was wrong. So, with these women yesterday, the first one, it wasn't quite so bad. She wanted to crochet a baby blanket for her first grandson. And when I told her how much yarn, how many skeins was called for within the pattern, she balked. And she said, I think I want to make it smaller. How many fewer skeins will I need? Well, that wasn't too bad because she had an idea of the dimensions that she wanted to make it. And we calculated the square inches of what she wanted to make, compared that with the square inches of what the pattern called for, and then took the ratio of the number of yards needed, and then calculated and figured out how many skeins she would need. That was doable. no real big deal because she did at least have a pattern to start from. Now, another woman came in and she said, I want to use this stitch pattern out of a stitch dictionary, and I want to make a 3-foot by 5-foot lap blanket. How much yarn do I need? And I said, the dirty word. I told her she would have to knit a swatch. Oh, the look on her face. She was aghast that I would suggest such a vulgarity. But I told her if she knitted a good size swatch, she could measure the square inches in the swatch and weigh it on a very good scale and then figure out how many ounces she would need for the total thing. She didn't like that idea at all. I said, well, alternatively, you could cast on and start knitting, and when you completed one skein's worth, you could figure out how many inches you got with that skein, and then determine how many more skeins you would need. She seemed to think that that idea was brilliant. But after she walked out, I turned to the woman I was working with and I said, you know, she's still going to have to knit a gauge swatch or else she won't know how many stitches to cast on to start with. Oh, so anyway, if you want to knit a sweater, I can tell you that you will approximately need 1 pound of yarn. But if you use a fine gauge, you don't need 1 pound. If you use a bulky gauge, you need more than 1 pound. So whenever anyone tells you how much yarn to get, realize that it's an estimate. And if you really want to be careful and cover your ass, buy extra. Because if you don't need that extra, you could always put it into another project. But if you need that extra and you don't have it, you're screwed. Because the likelihood of matching the color lot as well as getting more of that yarn is very low. So always cover yourself, buy extra yarn. Yarn very rarely goes bad. Thank you so much for letting me rant at you. If you have any comments about this episode or any of the previous episodes, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's spelled C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I have a voicemail box. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care. Bye.